A fantastic article by Sammy McClure today, Jay Clark, going in depth into the situation at Adelaide, back to the camp. He'd obviously had some really well-placed sources telling him what was going on. For those that haven't read the article in The Age, just summarise it, because it brings up a lot of talking points.
Fantastic article by Sammy with great detail. We knew this camp, the Adelaide camp in the pre-season of 2018, run by Collective Mind, was an absolute disaster. I think we've heard enough about it to know that much already. But the detail, I think, was particularly galling around a particular situation where some of the players had a harness on. They were made to scramble for a knife as other players tried to pull them away, and then extraordinarily hurled personal insults at the player who was trying to grab the knife to help, you know, in an attempt to build some sort of resilience. Now, we've heard a lot from Richmond about how they're building connectivity and building relationships and respect and friendship for one another. This flies in the face of that, and seemingly Ross Lyon, it was a complete breakdown of trust.
And a complete, and also shows, you'll do in a mob what you won't do as an individual. So I think individually those players, they were equipped with the information. One-on-one, you wouldn't say that, but you hide behind the mob and you sold into them. And clearly things have been said that shouldn't have been said and information given. So I don't like the lack of psychological safety. We spoke earlier about you can stress and push people physically, and then because there's different output levels, you go back and get the stragglers, you come back and pick me up and bring me back into the herd, and it builds a bond and a trust. But when you're breaking down people psychologically, and they weren't even, my understanding, not qualified psychologists, not great, clinical, it's a horrifying story.
You guys were relating some stories about what had occurred on your camps that just made me think, how does that make you a better footballer, mate? You were telling me a story about a camp you went on.
We did an SOG camp, I think it was 2005 or 6, where we had to do push-ups, 100 at a time, where you're on your bare knuckle, so you couldn't put your hands out, and you're on gravel, which was loose gravel, so it hurt a fair bit, and just walking without any food, out any water, and then we did a kilometre where we just crawled along a beach, a sandy beach, a kilometre. And then that night, we all went to bed. It was very, very late at night, tired. It was about 3 a.m. when we got woken up by a shotgun. So right next to us, it wasn't even a tent, it was a bivvy, just a piece of tarp right next to us. And then we had to get up, jump up, form a line.
So they fired the shotgun near you.
It was like as close as me and you were here. And then 100 push-ups on your knuckles again. And then that was it. Back to bed. So that was at 3 a.m. How does that make you a better footballer? I don't know. Does it build resilience when you're all doing it together? I felt like we're all trying to achieve something together. And I felt that when we finished the camp, everyone hated the camp because of how hard it was. But still, we think about it today that maybe it did bring us a little bit closer together. I'm not sure. But the Adelaide camp went a little bit further than that with the personal insults that Ross has spoken about, which we never had at our camps.
Yeah, I think Ross nailed it. We had some terribly hard camps, similar sort of stuff. But I think, you know, lack of water, lack of food, all of that. So they push you physically as far as you can go before you break, and then they bring you back. But that's about, like Ross said, supporting the guys that aren't handling it as well. So, you know, if you're stronger and handling it better, you get over, you bring him into the herd, as Ross called it. So all of that stuff, I think, builds good teamwork. And yes, it was hard, and at the time you're hating it because you sometimes will starving. We had to carry our own food through New Zealand, all that sort of stuff. At the end, you have a big feed, you have a laugh and a couple of beers and say, you know what, yeah, we all achieve something together. But just like Ross said, when it goes to the personal insult, that actually goes completely against what you're trying to achieve, because you're trying to bring people closer together, not break them down or belittle them.
But you read the article. My wife was reading it today, and she pointed out, she said, read this article. And she said, you work in this industry. Tell me, why would they be doing this? How does it make someone a better footballer?
It doesn't.
You can't answer that question.
Well, it doesn't.
Oh, you can. It hasn't.
It doesn't.
No, it hasn't.
What's it achieved? And I don't think it's responsible for everything where they're at now, with some players leaving. And but it was a contributing factor. There's no doubt about that. But it also sat outside the type of camps that have been going in the AFL for the last 10 years. Camp of the 80s and 90s had disappeared. They really were football camps, installing a game plan, NFL model, fitness, come back. Or there was young players drafted at a club, go away with the leadership consultant, and they get leadership activities to show initiative and lead, and then they get feedback on it. This one sat outside anything I've ever heard about.
But Howie, what I will say is every individual is different, and like some clubs had leading teams. Now, I looked at the leading teams thing, and for me, I sort of thought, I didn't really like that format. It's worked for some teams. It hasn't worked for other teams. I found the leading teams formula. We had leading teams after every game over a couple of pots, because what that was, it was just honesty where guys are at. If Brown had played 10 ripping games in a row like he did that year where he was the best player in the comp, well, I'd go after the game and I'd say, Brownie, you know what? You're flying at the minute, but just don't get, you know, too carried away. You've still got, you know, the reason why you're there is because of this, this and this, but, you know, keep your head on. And vice versa, if you're playing poorly or you had a really bad game and you're down, I'd go over and go, mate, it's one game. You're a good player. Just you
and
know,
then you'd help him during the
exactly
week.
Exactly right. So it was all week. But so leading teams is an interesting one, and I think there are still some clubs that
I saw go down that path. Swans. Leading teams are just a framework. Establish a framework, what you want to stand for, and then it's player driven. So, I mean, it can be done over a beer. Their criticism of that is, you know, you should be able to do it in the cold light of day. But it's really how it's given. It doesn't need. It's got to be non-personal, and it's really about you training well. Training hard or not training hard, or you, and it's a solution model as well. Give feedback, but then an action plan to improve.